We need to work this one out. A location for a new community hospital in the Forest of Dean will be decided by a panel. We need to dig into this panel. How are they going to make this massive decision? A new hospital will be located in either Cinderford, Colford or Lydney, replacing the Dilk and Lydney community hospitals. Members of the public are invited to apply to be on a jury known as a citizens' jury. It'll be made up of local residents and healthcare professionals, expected to be about 18 people who'll make up the panel. The recommendations will be presented to the NHS for consideration later in the year. Well, let's look at the process. Dr. Malcolm Oswald is director of Citizen Juries CIC, who are organising this panel. Malcolm, welcome to the Breakfast Show. Thanks for joining us.
Morning, Mark. Thanks.
Can you explain the formula, please, for how you'll find these 18 people?
Should I say first what a citizen's jury is, and then I'll come on to how we recruit the people? Would that be all right?
Go on, then.
Sorry. So it's a form of what's called deliberative democracy, and it's based on an idea that given time and proper evidence, members of the public can work together and tackle difficult public policy questions. So we'll bring together a cross-section of people from local people who are affected by a public policy decision like this one, like where should this new hospital be. And they'll come together for a few days and they'll hear from witnesses, expert witnesses, and they'll work together to answer the questions they're set. And then that gets fed up or back, if you like, to the people who have to make the decision, who are accountable for the decision. So in this case, we're going to advertise through things like this radio, if I can call that advertising, on the BBC. And so I can tell you where people can apply. They can go to our website, and they can basically fill in an online form. Can I give you the
website? Yeah, go for it now. Yeah, give us the website address, yeah.
Okay, so it's www.citizensjuries.org. So that's citizens, like the word citizen but plural, and juries, perhaps plural of jury. Citizensjuries.org. So people can go there, and that will basically... Because of this radio interview, we've started the opening applications slightly early. So as of now, people can apply.
Now, Malcolm, obviously, you're not here to talk about the validity of the argument of where it goes. We totally appreciate that. But obviously, people across the Forest of Dean will be thinking, and I guess one question they'll say is, hang on, this is an £11 million facility replacing the hospitals. It's a huge amount of money, in a sense, left to 18 people to come up with a firm recommendation. Well, is 18 enough, and how on earth can you find the right balance in those 18?
Yeah, okay. So I think the first thing to say is they're not deciding how £11 million are going to be spent. They're not deciding on the site of where the hospital would be built. They're just deciding between the three towns, Lydney, Cinderford, Colford. So their job is to look at the evidence and weigh it and take into account relevant things and make a recommendation to say which town will best support the people of the Forest of Dean district.
So well, they are deciding. I mean, maybe not the exact site, but the area of the Forest of Dean, which is
absolutely
crucial. So they are having a big impact, aren't they?
They are, and it matters. And I would be the first to say it matters, and I would also defend the process. Now, there are different ways this could be done, and sometimes what you do is combine something like a citizens' jury, which is a kind of qualitative thing where people get good information and good time and time to work together and discuss things, with something like a survey, and sometimes that's done. So because a survey, you can get more people involved because it's more practical to do that, but people are then working often without the same kind of information, the same kind of access to sort of the relevant things to take into account.
I'm going to get belt through a few things. This is really important for people across the Forest of Dean. Do people get paid to do this? Because we need to know that they can take time off work, or else you're going to end up with quite a skewed demographic, those people who are either without work or retired. So do people get paid to do this?
Yes, they do. You make a really good point. It's really important that we pay people. So people will be paid. So it's going to take 3.5 days. It's going to begin on the 29th of May at 1 o'clock. So there'll be half a day, the afternoon of the 29th of May, and then there'll be 3 days, the following 3 days. So it's a 3.5-day jury.
And I realise you're not going to give me the exact figure, but people will hang on. We've been through this process. There was a vote on it as well. Sometimes people might say, you know what, it's up to, once the clinical commission group, whatever, made a decision, it's up to them to make a decision. So how much is this costing? Are we talking your fee for this as a company? Are we talking hundreds of pounds, thousands of pounds, or tens of thousands of pounds?
Well, I can't really talk to you about fee. What I could tell you is, so I work for a not-for-profit company. My salary, I'll tell you that, it's £18,000 a year. It's well under the national average. So the profits of the company, quite small. Basically, I'm not in this for the money.
No, Malcolm, I'm not really asking that. Thank you very much for giving us that information. This is data harvesting as it goes. What I'm asking, the Gloucestershire Care Services, our NHS Trust are going to have to pay you a fee. And we're talking about coming up with a decision here. Give us a ballpark of, is this a sizable amount of money that our NHS are going to have to pay your company to do this?
Well, I've told you, it takes quite a lot of time to do this. So, yeah, they have to pay me for time, just as if it was going to be somebody working for the health authority doing it, except probably people in the health authority, their salaries might be a little bit higher.
And is it just you, or is it a whole company and lots of other people, or are you really the main person behind this?
So I work with a couple of other people in a team, and I work with a company which developed the method of citizens' juries in the United States called the Jefferson Center. They were over here working with me the following week at a jury in Brighton, so they're here over here anyway. And the director from the Jefferson Center, a guy called Carl Bezenko, he will lead the facilitation of the jury. So it's quite a specialist skilled thing, and he does it better than anybody I know. So I work with Kyle on that. I'm a bit more the one who kind of does the recruitment, organises it, does the project management.
Well, Malcolm, we'll come back to you. Time is beating us. I've other things to go to. It's been really interesting to get an insight into it. I'm sure there's more to ask you, but we've got the email address out. We've got the time as well. And we'll get that information out. We'll probably come back at some later date. Katie Norton, Chief Executive of Gloucestershire Care Services NHS. We are delighted that Citizens Juries CIC will be able to bring their expertise to help us progress the next step in this important opportunity. Various questions on this one across the Forest of Dean. Sometimes, you know, there's no right answer, is there? If they just decide, they'll get pilloried for saying it's Lydney or Cinderford. Have we asked people? But is this the right model? Deliberative democracy. I couldn't get the exact fee. I'm sure we can find it out somehow. How you get 18 people that's representative is the question we were asking there. How do you feel across the Forest of Dean about the process that being used? Maybe they're damned if they do and they're damned if they don't. But that's where we are.